this is a little bit of a bridge, but the Shkiyah is getting earlier. Rav Hashem will stretch out a little bit longer. Next week, by the way, is Shavuos Matamos, so we won't have Shir next week. This over here is a sheet from the Avos Chesed, the Sefer of the Chofetz Chaim, which is this sections of it where it goes the Lachas of Halvah, the Lachas of likewise Prius Schar Pailim, is not a Moses Sefer but a Halacha Sefer. We are just like in the Chofetz Chaim itself, he tries to clarify Halachas and bring them together, those things that are not Mefurish in Paiskim. And he does it over here, bringing together Halachas of Halvah from many sources and making his own, like, Sefer Halacha on it. this is six prakim that he has in Sefer Avos Chesed and Halachas of Halvah. This over here is just a one part of the first parak. The first halacha that we had in the Shulchan Aruch, in the shape that I gave out last week, if anyone still has that, in the Sif Aleph of Simon Tzadi Zayin Shulchan Aruch, says Mitzvah Seh Lahavos Lani Yisrael. And then it talks about that it's a greater mitzvah than Staka, and there's a Kadimah by certain uncertainty more than others. But the first statement is Mitzvah Seh Lahavos Lani Yisrael. It tells us there's such a mitzvah, but it doesn't give us a clear definition of the parameters of that mitzvah. How much, to whom, for how long, what are the rules as far as what does this mitzvah demand of a person? So in the Paiskim, the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim, the Shulchan, don't seem to address these points. So Chofetz Chaim takes that up in the Sefer Avos Chesed, and most of the Svarim that follow afterwards just quote from the Chofetz Chaim. So here it is in the source. This is the Lashon of the Chofetz Chaim. How much is a person obligated to lend? I don't find a source that says clearly how much a person has to lend. Well, so we'll have to start drawing from elsewhere. The first thing that comes to mind is how much a person has to give away monetarily, and another instance that a person has to give away, which is by tzedaka. That the Chofetz Chaim says, no, we can't learn from there. There's a whole discussion he'll talk about, so when we get to that, we'll learn about the dinim of Meiser or the dinim of Chaimesh, and that there's even a limit a person should not give away more than a Chaimesh Nechasov, and some exceptions to that rule. But there, the shear of the Chiyav is only up to Chaimesh Nechasov, and they're up to one-fifth. And the Chacham say, and by the way, that's taken on not only for Gabi Hillel's Daka, but for every other mitzvah say as well. If a person doesn't have a pair of tefillin, and he's not in a situation where he just borrows someone else's by an earlier or later minyan or something like that, he has to buy himself a pair of tefillin. Travels a lot, whatever the situation might be. There's no way for him to do a mitzvah without it. So then he has to pay money in order to do the mitzvah. How much money does he have to pay to do that mitzvah, or to buy a lulav, or a mezuzah, or tzitzis, or any other mitzvah? His ad chaimish menuchasav is only a total of one-fifth of his money. Likewise, that's a share of his chiyuv. More than that, if it's going to cost more than a fifth of his money, then he doesn't have his pater. He won't do tefillah. He's an honest. But to give away all of his money, that means now he's going to be reduced to poverty. Well, Yevachel Evyon, a person is not supposed to impoverish himself and to throw himself upon the tzibur, and therefore he is part of the mitzvah. So that the Chofetz Chaim says is not mustaber to place over here as being the shear in regard to the amount that a person has to lend to do the mitzvah of halva. The Hasm who knows in the chalutin over there, that's a permanent giveaway where a person doesn't get that back. A giveaway is talk, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of you, Aser to Asher. The Aser, but directly, I'm giving away the money, that's the mitzvah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of whatever, that's his afterwards. But my mitzvah is just to give it away, so that the Torah doesn't require giving away more than a fifth of a person's nechasim. The Gemara gives that as a shir in Gemara and Ksuvus. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Maseches Peah, brings a libunim for that. But that's a shear that when you're going to give the money away, and likewise, if you're going to buy tefillin or tzitzis or lulav or mezuzah, then you're not seeing that money anymore. Now, you'll have the mezuzah, you'll have the tefillin, you'll have the tzitzis, but once you buy it, it's not worth that much anymore. A used pair of tzitzis, like, doesn't have much of a market. A new shirt, you pay, I don't know, $25 for it. Once it's used, you're lucky if you get $5 for it. So you don't get your money back anymore once you buy something. New pair of tefillin, you could spend, $6,000, $8,000 more. Used pair of tefillin doesn't go the same anymore. It goes, okay, the more years you work, so I'm not getting my money back. So that, you don't have to give more than a chamish chasav. Abul hachav avah balo hamam v'chazara. This is only for a duration of time that for the loan. And then is done with a reliance to get the money back. We'll talk more about the degree of that reliance. We talked about that already last week as well. But here is the structure and the requirement is to lend money to be able to get it back. And for a certain period of time, he's going to talk about the period of time as well soon, whatever the 30 days or 6 months, or whatever it is the loan's for. For that amount of time, I will be without my money. And there'll be a certain degree of risk that's involved as well. And that's the mitzvah. But afterwards, it's I'm asked to get it back. So therefore, a person could give away more than a chaimish. It's not going to be impoverishment. It's only going to be a temporary lack of funding.
But then you'll lend that again. So that, I guess at any time, you can say that, let's say, one-fifth your money would be outstanding.
Excuse me?
I mean, I guess you could argue that.
But he says the sheer of a fifth is the amount that you have to give away permanently.
Well, the idea would be that you can keep on lending. So
well, maybe you have to give away maybe 50%. Maybe 50%. Why a fifth? Maybe 75%. Maybe 100%.
You're never going to have the money because you're always going to lend it out.
So take 50% of your money and always lend it out. That's a chiyuv. It's not a question to make a gemach. The question is, you come over to me and say, you need a loan. I say, sure, how much do you need? Fine, okay. You're a reliable person. We check you out, right? How much time do you need it for? A month, 6 months, whatever the cheshman is. And I say, hey, but that's more than a fifth of my money. I say, don't worry about it. You'll get it back.
Does it make any difference what you need the money for? Putting out a safer, or you put the food on the table?
The lova, well, it has to be a legitimate need. I want to just use it to go to waste.
No, I'm putting out a safer, so I need money because I'm putting out
a legitimate need, and with some kind of a business plan about how you're going to pay me back. We'll talk about that soon, about being a gavra parana, a reliable person to pay back. But before we get into those details about who qualifies for the loan, right, the amount for a qualified borrower, for a qualified need, for a qualified credibility, right, he says maybe it exceeds a fifth. It's not a question of setting up a gemach on a permanent basis. Right now the person says, one time pays, I need to have a loan that's equal to 75% of your liquid assets. Right, empty out your whole savings account, give it to me, I'll give it back to you in 30 days from now. Right, I have a big refund that's coming more than that, or I have a contract that's coming due for whatever business I'm doing, I'll be able to pay you back plus. Of course, I can't do plus, that's ribbis. But I'll have plenty of money emerge them in time X. I'll be able to pay it back. Right now, I need to have a loan that's more than 50% of your liquid assets. So he says that we can't say because by tzedakah or by tefillin or by other such mitzvahs that you'll have to pay a chaimish. That's because it's money that you're never going to see. So that's in self-impoverishment. I'll use dark elabrios. Lo yichol be'avion. That's what Chacham say. That's Gemara and Ksuvah about the Zion, Samachet, Samachet. I didn't look up right now. That the prisoner shouldn't be bring himself to be now needy, independent, and having to take tzedakah from people. But that's only when you're going to give it away. But if when you go just part for it for a short period of time and get it back, then the idea of chamish doesn't apply. Ulehepa, on the other hand, gamget in svar alom b'shakol mamon shehim le'es ata b'telos etzlei. You can't tell me also that I have to empty out every account and drawer or the place that I stash my money. I have to empty out all my liquid assets. Those things that right now are inactive and just sitting somewhere. I have to empty everything out. I should have the Torah, which should now require that I should lend it out and give it away even for the most reliable borrower in the world. And for whatever short term, let's say 30 days of a reliable loan, I have to do that. That's also not mustaver. I might have some expense that comes up, or I might have a good business investment that I could make to buy something that's a great deal and a great profitable venture. And a person has to have some funds available to take care of such needs. lo yilam amana biyadai, and then I'll always have to empty all my cash reserves. Then when something comes up, I'll be without what I need. And parenthetically, he references a Gemara in Bamatzia in a Mafkid, where the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Olam Yehei Kasma Shel Adam Matzah Biyadai." A person should keep his money to be liquid, or at least the Gemara makes a cheshbon of 1/3 of his money should be liquid. He should have money that's available for instant need in case something comes up. Shnemar Vitzarta Kesef Biyadecha. It should be tzrurim. It should be safeguarded Biyadecha and in your hands, available for the need that comes up. Upirish Rashi, he references Rashi over there, it says, Lo yafkidenu b'acherim b'mokam acher. Don't give it to someone else to safeguard for you. In other words, don't put it into a CD with penalties if you early withdrawal for less than X amount of time. And then right now, it's not liquid. Of course, you never lose, as a rule, you never lose any principal money, but you're going to get the terrible penalty of not getting all the ribbons from it. So that's therefore, in your mind, it's not available money. And therefore, when something comes up, I can't touch that. So everything is in such kind of a accounts and IRAs and CDs and things that are, that's what I've given up here. Why? So Rashi, Shem Tizdama lo schayr l'schar. If I have something that comes up, that's be profitable. Yeh mezumen lo. You should have money mezumen. You should have money, cash available. But sure, I could do that. If you're in a bracket that you could do those kinds of things and you do trade in whatever is profitable, have that available. It depends, if your line of business, if a person's not into that so much. So then there's expenses that come up. What happens if a person has to make a car repair? What happens if everyone should be well, they have a medical expense? What happens if there's a simcha levi, Baruch Hashem, you have to make a kiddush or whatever kind of occasion comes up? So you should have your money available. So Rashi over here is saying, and the Gemara is darshing from a pasuk, maybe it's an asmachta, but after picking as a libra chazal, that yehei, you should have money accessible and available. You don't give all your money away. So you see, that's a proper Atarajig Hashkafa. You don't say, well, that's a Chasaron B'Tachayin, give it away, don't worry. No, the part of your responsibility and responsibly managing your finances is not to overexpend. Raja says that in Be'a Tezayin, by Mizunos Sumano Mi Roshana Rad Rosh Hashanah, a person is allotted a certain income for the year. So Raj says, okay, that's nice hashkafa, but what is it telling me halach lemaisa? Therefore, a person shouldn't be motzi otzos yoseirais, he shouldn't overspend, because lo yosifu lo, whatever he's given his quota for the year, X amount, just not because he's decides to splurge and have whatever kind of a new expenditure, he's going to come up short. So that's part of your fiscal responsibility of managing your monies responsibly. Part of your fiscal responsibility is also keep some cash on hand for the rainy day, the time of need, or halavai of a simcha, whatever it might be. You shouldn't have to go around then and schnorr or sell out your household items. You should have the money available. That's part of what Kadosh Baruch gave you that money for. So therefore, what do we do? We can't say it's din of chaimish because this is not similar to all those cases that are a permanent expenditure that you don't get back. We can't, on the other hand, say that there's no limit at all because you see you're supposed to have your money available. So where's the line? Where's the shear? Mustaber the Tali Hamitsu the Khalecha Kafiya Sagas Yado. There the Chofetz Chaim says, just been as far, we have to say that there isn't one size fits all shear like Chaimish or Meiser or such, where the Chacham made a defining amount. Rather, it's subjective. It's each person according to his situation, which means according to your situation, according to how much money you have available, what kind of expenses come up, what are the framework within which you live, how much of that money could be available, which could be much more than a chaimish, but not all of your money. You need to have a certain reserve. Right? You don't expect to have a wipeout kind of a expense coming up, but there's expenses that come up from time to time. We all have expenses. The halavai of simchas, but maybe of other things, whatever it might be, things that come up. There's a certain reserve you have to have. What happens if Baruch Hashem person has a little more than that put away? So then he could empty out more than that on a reliable basis of getting it back, even though it's much more than a chaimish. If it's hasagas yado is not like that, then he might not even be able to do that much. And that the person has to figure what he could do to help out his friend, like he would like someone else to help him, if the person is able. And we can't ever really sit down and ask the guy that's lending to us, I want to see your books and figure out what you could. You have to be honest with yourself, or you sit down with your wife or your accountant, whoever it is, and figure out how much you could spare.
A lot of people, let's say, they have some money in the bank, and they have some, you know, but they also have a lot of debt, so like, if there's extra money, it's not going to work, I guess, they have to do that.
Mortgage, I think, it has to be dealt with separately, because that becomes part of your budget. You know, you have to pay whatever $1,000 a month for your mortgage. That's the equivalent of your rent for the next 20 whatever years, and I'm not trying to pay that up. If right now I would double my salary, I won't hold that much. If I would double my salary, whatever it is, I still won't pay up my mortgage. Why? Because my mortgage is a much lesser percent than hopefully all the things that I would do. I'm paying 4% of my mortgage, whatever it is that person's paying, and my credit cards might be 12 or 18 or who knows what kind of percent. So I'd much rather, if I have extra money, to pay that down or have fluid money to be able to, like we said, have to take care of simples or all the other expenses that come up. So that's an issue of its own. As far as other debt besides that, a person really should, if he's able to cover his budget, he really should become debt free. To live always carrying other debts, especially credit card debts that have terrible amounts of extra loss money, is for any time something comes up for a short time, we understand that's part of. But on a regular basis, to just carry debt and waste money. If people aren't, you know, making ends meet, so that's why they do until merchant things turn around better. But on a regular basis, we're talking about a person has money over here to lend. A person that's in debt and not able to excrete, to get himself out of that situation, he shouldn't be lending money.
Why aren't we interested in people who have, let's say, student loans and they have debt that's being debt payment plans.
Okay, so then that they just put budget. Your car loan or your student loan, you just put into your budget, and you don't have any interest in trying to pay that back. So that's my monthly budget. I know I have to cover $1,500 of student loans and car loans and mortgage loans and whatever else is. I have a certain amount that's my budget. And now I have an operating budget, how I run my household, right? And one of my family members needs something, say, no problem, by the time we have that. We don't say, ooh, I have to go pay my car. Your car, you're paying X amount every month. Your mortgage, you're paying. That's a fixed budget, until you know. But the other things, carrying debt. If you're talking debt because you can't make ends meet, then you don't have money to lend. So you just say, "I would love to help you. I can't." We're talking about a person that has some money, fluid money, liquid money, money that's available for investment to make profit, to be able to turn over to do something. So then, if he has debt, he should take care of that first before he starts paying it back. But if he doesn't have that debt. And now someone comes and knocks on the door and says, listen, you have some money in savings, right? I don't know if you have 10,000 in savings. I don't know if you have 50,000 in savings. I only need 5,000. Why? Because my car just went up and I have to, or because I have to go to whatever, this, you know, tzara comes up, I have to make a bar mitzvah, kiddush, whatever it might be. I need $5,000, right? So that, if he has $10,000, that's fine. That's 50% of his liquid assets. Besides his regular monthly income and output, his budget of the month, he has $10,000 saved up. So chaimish-wise, he wouldn't have to do that. He's saying, you do have to do that. That's the field of to keep $5,000 as a rainy day fallback amount for 30 days, for 60 days. Hopefully within the next 30 days or 60 days, you don't all of a sudden have, an expenditure more than that, just all of a sudden you'll just wipe out all your savings. You know, people, anything might always happen, but Be'ez Hashem, that's not what we have to expect. And therefore, you would have to lend the $5,000. If a person has very little over there in the reserve, I can't empty myself out completely. But debt is another kind of question. Besides the debt that a person budgets it into just carrying that because of buying a house, something like that, house costs $200,000, I don't expect to be able to just pay it off like that. If I win the lottery or something like that. But in our normal budgets, we don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars of extra, at least me, we don't have extra hundreds of thousands of dollars lying around, in my petty cash box. So, okay, the mortgage will just be, it'll take 30 years, and even though I'll pay, almost double what I borrowed, that's what we call owning a house. But the point that he's making over here is that it's not going to be a tzushtel to chaimish. On the other hand, it can't be that has to take you all up and there everything you have. And therefore, it's a hasagas yado according to each person. And he brings at the end of that paragraph that he finds that the Sefer Chinuch in the very first line of the mitzvah, Samach Vav, of the mitzvah of Halva, says, it's a mitzvah say, lahalvos la'ani kahasagas yadai, according to the ability of the lender, kufi ma'asher tzarach lo, according to the need of the borrower. Which brings him to the next point as well. So this is point number one that he makes, that it's a shear of kufi hasagas yadai, each person according to what his ability is, and this is predicated upon the premise that I'm lending out over here only a short term of 30 days or a few months, whatever it might be, not giving away the money on a permanent basis. You know, if you'd speak to someone, could I borrow $5,000 from you? That's a lot of money. Okay, on a loan basis, I could do it for you. You want me to give it to you and you're not going to pay it back? I'm sorry, I can't do that for you. Right? I could give you, whatever, maybe $500. Maybe I could stretch myself to do that. But $5,000, you can't expect someone to just give you a gift. So this is not talking about a gift over here. It's talking about a loan. And it's a serious loan, and a loan the person's taking responsibility for, and someone has a responsible business plan how he's going to pay it back. So that could exceed the level of chaimish, but it can't use up all your reserves, and that's each person according to his budget and his financial situation, what he has available. If he's always involved in buying and selling, he needs to always have that cash that turns over, and that's how he buys and sells and does business. Person's in real estate, then he has to be able to make larger purchases and larger sales, and each person according to his situation. The person just works on a salary kind of a basis, and he comes home and he balances budgets with that. So he has less surplus cash that's available. So he says over here, therefore, it's totally in Hasagas Yad. Almost all the poskim that I've seen on this, including the Piskei Choshen, as well as the Mefarshim that go on the Shulchan Aruch Harav even, say like this as well. I will note that the Shulchan Aruch Harav from the Baal HaTanya, at the end of Chelek He, or Chelek Vav as it's called, he has the Lachas of Chayshah Mishpat Bekitzer. And the first section over there is the Lachas of Alva. And the first line over there, he says, Mitzvah say, Lahavaz Lani Yisrael, Im Yodom HaSeges, which sounds like what we're saying, Bashir Hasagas Yad Nizmair Behilchos Taka. So there he seems to say that it goes back to the Lachas of Tzedaka, which seems to be top at Maaser HaChemish. So I don't know how to explain that he would also agree to this, but the Chafetz Chaim is arguing without bringing him down. You know, in Mishnah Brura, on Aruch Chaim, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz if not every page, probably every other page, on a constant basis. So it was a sefer that was on his table that he learned on a thorough basis throughout. He was familiar with this. Over here he doesn't bring it down, and as he starts out, Lo mutsasi ba'anyi mefurish b'dirvi chazal shir lezeh. Right? I don't find any mekor in chazal. In Alpi Svara, he's arguing that it can't be the same halachas at Tzedaka, because that's giveaway money and this is get back money. It's not comparable. And therefore, at best, he's rejecting the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and arguing and saying it's not like that, unless there's a way to somehow explain that Shulchan Aruch HaRav will maybe agree to this. But the Svara that he's saying, I think, is a very compelling argument.
If it's, let's say it's the same shear, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, are these two mitzvahs or are these one mitzvah? Is Tzedaka and Halva two separate mitzvahs? You would have to say two chomesh?
Two different mitzvahs.
So let's say you give up to two chomesh?
That's a separate question we have to talk about. I had to buy tefillin last week, so I spent $1,000.
Right.
So that I had say I only up until my chavish my nechassim. So Baruch Hashem I had 10,000. So 1,000 was within the limits. I got a pair of tefillin. Now I have to give some stock up. So I give away another miser. There's another 1,000. Okay, that's 2,000 spent already. Now I have to buy a lulav that cost $100. I'm sorry, I don't got more money. Right? Or is that? Or do you say that? Or each time I look at it and say up to a chavish of my nechassim?
Well, last week you said that it's outside of the maaser.
I'm talking without halva. Right, because I'm assuming that it's not. But without halva, let's not talk about halva. Let's talk about mitzvahs that are tefillin and sukkah and lulav and things that are tzedakah that are clearly are ma'izadik. So does that mean that each thing is cumulative or separate?
Well, let's see, a tenaniyah, one after the other.
Right. No, that's all tzedakah. My tzedakah count, I only have to give away a ma'izah or my nechassim or chaimish my nechassim. We'll have to get a hilchos tzedakah on that. I don't have to give away more than a chaimish my nechassim to tzedakah.
Was that for the year, for the assets?
However you budget it. You know, if you want to do it monthly, so it's a chaimish of your monthly income. If you want to do it annually, it's a chaimish of your annual. We're talking about everything I earned this year or this month by the principle that I already own before
it's
right. That's already taken care of. So now I have this month I earned X amount. So out of that I give meiser. I could do it a monthly, weekly, annual basis, whatever way I do it. Now is that meiser for all my mitzvahs altogether or for any particular mitzvah? That's a question in Hilchos Meiser. There is a chiddush d'ketubim from the Igros Meisha that he names on that it's cumulative everything altogether. And if you throw chinuch habanim into there, it just about knocks everything else out. Most poskim say you don't count chinuch habanim into that because that's a chiyuv, just like you have to feed your children and you have to clothe your children, you have to educate your children as well, teach them Torah mitzvahs in our situation now, and therefore leave that out. But even if you leave that out, then he'll say take all the other mitzvahs that you do over the whole year that you make expenditures for. And all that with the tzedakah and the mitzvahs comes out to up to that. Not more than a chaimish, okay. Again, I wasn't really prepared to go into the difference between chaimish and ma'aser at this point. We'll get to that in the tzedakah. There is a Ramayisha Shita like that. I'll tell you a reference if you're interested in that. Yerodea Chelik Aleph Simen Kufsal Makimel. He does have that kind of tshuva, but it's not Pashit. Except that's the
right,
shear of shear.
What's different here is that,
he's saying over here in principle, chaimish does not apply over here at all.
No, I said that.
That's
so
what he's arguing.
If you take out the possibility,
yeah,
that he's come to disagree with.
Right.
Right. So how would that? I'm just curious how that would work.
If you would
a chaimish and you would, because there are no shortage of any, and there may be a limit to how many.
Forget about how Vaz talk. Let's talk about Meiser. Let's talk about tzedakah. So without getting into this machlekes then between the Chofetz Chaim and possibly the Baal Tanya, without talking about halva, forget about halva. Let's talk about tzedakah. There's no shortage of a zaniyim.
Well, so you
have to go up to a chomach,
right?
That's a good part of the done. After that, I don't have to do it anymore.
I guess what's a little bit interesting is that you would have another chomach that you would lend. You would have a chomach that you would, up to chomach you would give, and then another chomach you would lend.
So five chomaches and I'm wiped out.
Well, tefillin doesn't cost. You're not constantly buying tefillin or buying a sorghum that they wipe you out. Most people go through life where they most mitzvahs, at least the ones that don't cost tremendous amount of money.
Opinion shuyim comes up. I don't know be macy yosam yalmana to make a chaser for them. And Yanni Rafua, certainly, if a person is uninsured, could go way over. The chaimish can't keep on be additional chaimish and additional chaimish. It's got to be a chaimish total. Anyway, we are way off track, and we've used up the point that he's making over here that it can't be chaimish, because chaimish we find in a place that's not comparable. Chaimish in a place that's expended and never got back. Over here, talking about something you're going to get back. And that's a glaring difference between there and here. Therefore, it's not a good zushtel. Tzorochian shot in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Hey, he says, from the same Sefer Chinuch we just concluded with in the previous paragraph, Mash B'Sham Chinuch Shir Hal Voyia Kafitz Mash Tzorach Lo Lahani. Okay, I'm prepared now to give up a Kafi Hasagas Yod of the person. But to whom? How much do I have to give out to each person? That depends, assuming that he's credible, how much he needs. Some people just need, $5 to buy themselves something to eat for lunch. Some people need thousands of dollars to be able to take care of a bigger expense. So how much is his need? That depends on what his need is. Again, assuming that there's credibility to be able to pay back, it's kafi ma'ashat tzarech. Because that's what the lashon of the chinuch is. According to your ability of the lender, according to what the needs of the ani is.
So is your chiyuv to fill the need of the ani? Let's say you have $1,000 you can lend.
Right.
This ani needs $1,000.
Okay.
But then you want okay. it available to someone else.
Okay. So
same thing with would be white stock.
White stock. So the stock of the rule over there is, which I think applies the same thing over here, is like this. That when a ani is a machzor al psachim, which means that he is knocking on doors and collecting from multiple donors, then no particular person has a chiyuv to be able to support and satisfy his entire need. I should give a donation, a b'kavod donation, each person gives a donation, altogether from going around town or the town to town, he'll be able to collect the money that has a chiyuv on one person. If a person is not yet at that point of collecting tzedakah from many people publicly, because he's still a b'kavodik person, he has his dignity, he'd rather starve and do not do that. But he comes to one or two close friends or relatives and says, although everyone thinks I'm successful, really I'm in a terrible state right now, could you help me out? And what I need is X amount, a big amount. So if it's a kafiyas hasagas yad of the nosein, then you have to do that yourself. Then you can't just say, well, go around town and collect. I'm not that kind of a person. So you can't force me now to become that kind of a person. Then you give it kafiyas hasagas yado, that's the entire amount. That's in Hilvah's Daka. We'll learn that when we get to that brother show. So here in Hilvah's Havah, it's the same thing. If this guy, usually people by Havos aren't going around and taking multiple Havos. Those kind of people, Taka, have very low credibility. You're borrowing for everyone in town. I don't know who's going to say you're going to pay me back more than your other 100 other creditors. Usually it's I come over to you individually and say, I need to have a gemach right now because of Halavaiva or Simcha or whatever other kind of need. So when you're coming over to someone only on an individual basis, then the lender has to lend him kafiya sagas yadi, according to his ability. You can't say, well, I'll just give you a small amount and go borrow from 10 others or 100 others. That's not going to work over here. The emphasis, this is a mefurish pasuk, which he brings over here, the Chavetz Chaim, because the pasuk says, in the last week of the sheet, I had the psukim, a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, says ki bakha evyo me khara khikha va khashara kha shim shara shara lo sama says yodra we say was yodra va khikha evyo. This pasuk applies both in parsh to tzedaka and to halva. Ki basay tzedaka yodra lo have have tavitenu. The pasuk of have tavitenu is referring to taking a mashka, which means to talk about a halva, not a tzedaka gift. Day machsaro asher yachsar lo, according to his need, what he needs to that he's missing. So there, that day machzoro sheyachzolo means that you have to fill his whole need. I need right now $5,000. If you're in a position to be able to lend that money, and as he said, where we talked about, he has to be a gavra parana, as he calls it. He has to be a reliable person to lend that money, or he has to have a mashka, collateral, or a cosigner, something to be able to secure the loan. So then, I have a mitzvah, say, to lend the money sheyachzolo. I don't say, well, I'll lend you, a fraction of it and go collect from 100 other people. Where this is over here, the pasuk says de machzoro sheyechzolei, and that with that the Chavos Chaim supports the second point of these of the chinuch. The third point along the same lines, which we're going to finish right now before Ma'ariv, is the amount that you have to lend, according to the resources of the lender, according to the need of the borrower, and for the duration. How long do you have to lend them money? For what duration of time? Val kama zman mochiyav lulvos light lalavis lulvos light to lend to him halvos the roshavi. Just like the amount of money will be dependent according to your resources and what you have available. Likewise, some people could, I could part with this money for a short time, but in 2 weeks or a month from now, I'm going to need the money back, so I just lend it to you for 2 weeks. If it's money that's sitting, I just need to have it back eventually, but I could, a few months, it'll be okay also. Then according to your situation and according to the need, whether he really needs to have that for 6 months or does his business ability to be able to pay it back could be satisfied according to his earnings and according to the amount of the loan within a shorter time. I could just lend it to you for a day, a short-term loan, a bridge loan. I'll mention just to give him a schuss before I bought my house, my financing came. It was supposed to come in on Friday, came in on Monday, but on Friday we were closing. So I was $50,000 short. So that was like a lot of money, but we were closing a house, I suppose. And Ephraim Younger, Zichrono Lebracha, he was a friend of Tyre Yid, Zichrono Lebracha, in Los Angeles, lived at that time. So he said, no problem. He wired me, $50,000. I closed. On a Monday, the financing came through, and I wired her back. But that was day Machzoro. She lasted over 3 days. But that way, you know, we closed on the house. So that's, I don't usually deal with that kind of money, but when you buy a house, that's good. So that's good for Yasogas Yadav Baruch Hashem. He was in a position to be able to do it. And it was the Zman was a matter of Yom Yomayim. It was from Friday till Monday. And that would be the mitzvah. And Ulehepach, on the other hand, if he needs a loan for a longer period, for 3 months, for 6 months, and the lender is able to, has resources for that, then each one is going to be subjective according to the situation of the two people. The Gedarim of Gavra Parana and what the Gedar of the Chiyav of Priyas Balchayiv, the merchant will deal with next time. It's not going to be next Tuesday because that's a tinus, but rather be 2 weeks from now, Be'ez Hashem.